This is WKAR Online. During the season of Lent, selling fish is big business. It seems that every restaurant with a sign out front promotes fish meals on Fridays when many Roman Catholics avoid eating meat. Restaurants aren't alone in tapping into this fish feeding frenzy. Lots of churches, and not just Catholic ones, serve fish meals this time of year. In Lansing, St. Casimir Catholic Church on Sparrow Avenue tries to go a little further in an effort to serve as many meals of fish as possible. WKAR's Scott Pohl reports.
It's the noon hour on a Friday during Lent, and people are in line to pay for a fish lunch at St. Casimir. Lots of local churches serve fish dinners during Lent, but St. Cas might be the only church in town with a lunchtime schedule, too. Father Bill Luger is pastor at St. Cas. He says serving lunches isn't the only thing the parish does to counter the competition.
We hold our own because we're one of the few that have smelt, and people come far and wide for smelt.
And I think they may start coming for the baked, not fried fish.
Yes, baked fish is new this year. I've been trying to get them to do that, and they finally recognized that the pastor had a good idea and doing that. So I'm working on baked potatoes, maybe for next year or later this year.
St. Cas will also serve fish meals on Good Friday, which many churches don't do. St. Casimir will serve up to 200 lunches on a Lenten Friday and between 400 and 600 dinners. Those figures don't include takeout orders. The parish also delivers fish meals to shut-ins and to the Mother Teresa House for people with terminal illnesses. Who's doing all the work at these meals? Volunteers like Julius and Kathy Maurer. They've been married for 50 years. Every Friday morning during Lent, they work with a crew of about 30 people cleaning smelt.
Well, some of the friends come and they say, hey, come on down and help us out. So they didn't have anything to do on Friday morning, so we come down and help out. It's gotten to be a tradition now. We have a pretty good time. Yep.
Last week we were here from 7 o'clock until noon. It's opening the fish up and cleaning the inside out.
So your fingers may have touched the fish I just ate, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Almost certainly. Well, it was very clean.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
An entirely different crew comes in to get ready for the dinner hour. Ronald Cox is in charge of the lunchtime crew. He says the lunch service began over a decade ago when volunteers prepared noontime meals for police officers and firefighters who would be on duty and unable to have dinner here.
That's how it started. And then about 5 years ago, we decided, well, we would man up so that maybe we could serve a couple hundred meals at lunch to cut down on the crowd at night, because the lines used to be like 30 minutes long. And we're down to about 10 minutes in line now at night.
Non-Catholics often wonder why Catholics avoid meat on Fridays during Lent. Father Luger says the practice helps people connect with the events of Good Friday.
Lent is prayer, fasting, and abstinence, so the church asks that we abstain from meat on Friday. People who are over the age of 60 or who are infirmed, as well as children under 8 years old, do not have to follow that. So it's a way of gently reminding us of that great gift.
Not everyone who eats at a Lenten fish fry is motivated by that. Meet Jim Rosinski, who lunched with his wife Sally at St. Casimir.
It's not that important to me. It ranks way down on a list of things you should or shouldn't do. But I come with Sal, so yeah.
Sally Rosinski thinks the healthier option of baked cod might entice some people who don't care for fried perch to have a meal here.
I had the smelt. I like smelt. I have to admit, I didn't take the baked.
Oh, you didn't take the baked. So here you are bragging on the baked, and you didn't have it yourself.
I'm happy they have it, because a lot of people have said that it's all fried. Everything's fried. Let's try something else. So, and I hear it's going over good.
With devout Catholics and fish lovers alike hungry on a Friday during Lent, there's one thing you can be sure of. Finding a fish meal is easy, but the demand is great. A little patience can be rewarded with an enjoyable meal at churches and restaurants all over Lansing. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Scott Pohl.